Okay, so let's shift to food. And I know there's this food mood connection. And I'm sure there's times we've all experienced it when you eat something and you feel more alert, you feel more energetic. And then there's times when you have meals or many days in a row, you're eating certain types of foods and you start to feel lethargic, sluggish, but just also kind of scattered in your thoughts. What is the connection and between this the food and how our brain works?
Well, it's actually really interesting that if you have a simple carbohydrate-based diet, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, sugar, it actually is an antidepressant initially, because when you raise insulin levels, it drives serotonin into your brain, and short term, you really like it. It makes you feel better. The problem is when you raise insulin, it'll end up lowering your blood sugar, and an hour later, you're going to feel spacey and tired. Not to mention that a simple carbohydrate-based diet is associated with diabetes, obesity, inflammation, depression, and dementia. So, short-term benefit, big long-term problem. And so I'm like, well, why don't we put people on a brain healthy diet, which means protein and fat, healthy fat at every meal, because it stabilizes your blood sugar, it decreases cravings, and then lots of colorful fruits and vegetables with about three times the number of vegetables than fruit, because fruit can be loaded with sugar as well. So if you think of a plate, 70% plant-based foods, 30% high quality protein, mix in a lot of healthy fat. So think of avocados, nuts, fish, healthy oils. And with that diet, you will think better, you will feel better, and it will enhance your health over a long period of time.
Are there certain foods that you say, no, stay away from these. These definitely impact your brain negatively.
So I'm not a fan of gluten because there are just too many people who are sensitive to it. And even if you don't have celiac disorder, gluten has been shown to actually cause ulcerations in your gut. So when I put my patients on gluten-free and then dairy-free diets, they do so much better. And I learned that first with autistic kids. If I'd put my first kid, I put on a gluten-free, dairy-free diet because I'd read about it. All of a sudden, the next week, he had 100 words. I mean, it was unbelievable the difference. So I'm not a fan of dairy because most American dairy is raised with antibiotics and hormones. 70% of the antibiotics in the US are not given to people, they're given to livestock, which means if you eat whatever the animals you eat ate or what the plants you eat absorbed. And that's why it's important to stay away from things raised with antibiotics, hormones, or pesticides. And I'm not a fan of corn, and I wish I was because I love corn on the cob, but it doesn't love me back, which is something we talk about in the Brain Warriors way, is you only want to be in love with something that loves you back. And 85% of the corn produced in this country is raised with pesticides. In addition, it has a very unhealthy fatty acid profile, the worst of any grain. Corn is not a vegetable, it's a grain. And when corn dies in the field and goes to the ground, it actually kills everything around it. So if I had my way, I would eliminate gluten, dairy, corn. And people are going, but what is there left to eat? Like 10,000 things. I mean, it's amazing how much you can eat. And we were lied to Actually, the government got involved in it. I don't know if you read recently, in the 60s, the sugar industry actually suppressed data showing that it was sugar that caused heart disease, not fat. But, you know, fat was demonized. And because of that, it was replaced in our diet with sugar, and obesity and heart disease just skyrocketed.
Oh boy, I remember that time so well. Every label was low fat this, low fat that, and you're right. It was replaced with everything from the high fructose corn syrup to everything else they put in it. We started seeing a shift in our bodies, our weight, and as you're saying, in our brains. So, but you know what you said?